Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and I'm starting the video on this side today because I don't know what is what is this? Okay, so if you're watching on YouTube right now, the light is gonna be on and off and on and off. I don't know what the fuck the sun is doing today. She is having a Friday. But anyway, I am here. Welcome back to my weekend chats. Thank you for joining me again on this Friday. Happy weekend. As always, I'm here, well, as 99.9% of the time, I'm here with a much needed large iced coffee with 2 pumps of mocha, 1 sweet and low, not sponsored, and iced coffee. Yeah. You know, I'm getting ready for the peppermint mocha season, so I just want a little whatever. So, hello everyone. First things first, I wanted to say, last week I was kind of in a bad mood and I was gonna delete that weekend chat because I was like, I was over it by the next day and I was like, is that a look that I want up there? And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It happens. We all have days. We all have moments. We all have moods. And I was in a mood last Friday and whatever, for a reason. So we're back. I'm feeling better this week. And there's a lot of things to talk about. Today, we are going to discuss some things that I've been doing, why I've been kind of so busy, some episodes and things that I can link you to if you want to listen to them. I am back on intermittent fasting. And then at the end of the video, I'm going to be doing something special for my YouTube subscribers. I think it'll be fine on podcast. I'm going to be doing a candle haul, a little candle, what did I buy, pre-Christmas season moment, you know, because I thought it would be fun, and I don't really have much else going on other than all the podcasts that I've been doing and work, so, and, like, that's not fun to talk about, so this is going to be, that'll be at the end of the episode, though, so I don't know, maybe it won't work on the podcast, but going back to last week, I think why I realized I was in a mood is because I wanted to sleep all day because I was so exhausted. But my, like, my one shoulder, like, the angel on my shoulder was telling me, like, you can't miss a weekend chat. And then the devil was like, stay in bed all day. Like, you need sleep. Well, I guess the devil wouldn't really say that you need sleep. I don't know, whatever. It was just, she's a Gemini. I may be two people, but I'm not two-faced. So last week, I had just started back on intermittent fasting, which I've talked to you guys about that I needed to get back on. I did the Amy Phillips show. We had our another episode of the Britney podcast. I was editing 2007. Like, there was just a lot going on. So I also did another podcast. You know, I'm pimping myself, promoing my podcast as many opportunities that I am so fortunate enough to get. I am jumping on. However, I was exhausted, but it's fine. So if you would like to listen to any of these things, I will leave links below in the YouTube description and also in the comment section. But I was on the podcast Function with Anil Dash and talking about GIFs and copyright and internet culture. It's a little more of a high concept conversation that I normally don't do. That was episode 3. I was on the Amy Phillips show on Thursday, 11/8. And I was also on Andy Cohen Live. So I need to find all those links and I will put them below. And then also this week was, I think, what will be our biggest episode to date. Episode 10 of Britney Podcast 2007. I was just going to say it's a masterpiece, but it is inclusive. There are references. There are clips, moments. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes long. And it's just, it really goes in there. I'm really proud of it. I love how it turned out. And I'm excited for people to listen to it. So, yeah, that's, I need another sip, girl. Those are the things going on if you'd like to listen to them. If you're traveling next week, Thanksgiving's coming up, you know, if you would like to, I appreciate it. And then, speaking of listening to things, what am I shaking my tits to this week? Well, not this week, but as of last night, a couple hours ago, Mariah Carey released her new album, Caution. And I wasn't really into GTFO, why don't you get the fuck out? I was kind of like, at first, you know, I think because it like instantly became a meme, I was like rolling my eyes at it. You know, like things need like a little, you know, it was just kind of like, it came out and it was like a meme when it came out. And I was like, but then I listened to the album last night and it's, at first I was like surprised because I wasn't expecting this, but it's super, super, super chill, like very chill. And then I was kind of not into it. And then I listened again and I was like really into it. And I really like Portrait, Giving Me Life, and Stay Love, Love You. It's, Stay Long, Love You. And I was kind of getting back into Get the Fuck Out. I don't know. It's like super chill. Also, whoa, I just realized, I'm literally covered by a half shadow. What the fuck is going on? Oh my God. There we go. Light's full again. I'm sorry to everyone on YouTube. This is going to be the weirdest looking video today. I don't know what is going on. But anyway, I'm really liking it. And today I thought maybe I'll just sit over here. I'll just sit over here and talk to my mic. I don't know what is happening. What is going on? Despite being super crazy busy and just all over the place in the past week, I do have one thing that I have been pulling off and I have been successfully doing. I am on a 10-day streak back on the intermittent fasting. And that is like the one thing. And it's honestly, the first 3 days were really tough because I got headaches. And that was Tuesday into Wednesday, Wednesday into Thursday, Thursday into Friday. Which is also kind of why I was like, I think I was in a mood, is because I was having the headaches again. Then they went away, and I have been steamrolling through it this past week. It has been fairly easy, and I've been doing something that's like kind of weird, that I feel weird sharing because I don't want people to think I'm weird. Who cares? Actually, never mind. I don't care if people think I'm weird. I have a fucking Britney podcast, like whatever. I'm weird. So I listen to guided meditations at night sometimes when I have trouble sleeping. And there's a guy on YouTube, not sponsored. His name is Michael Seely, and he does really good ones. But he does these ones that are guided sleeping meditations into hypnotizing. So they say, this is like, and I believe this because I've been hypnotized before. They say that while you're sleeping, your subconscious mind is still working. So your ears and your, you know, everything is still alert. It's kind of like why you wake up if you hear something weird, whatever. So the guided meditation, it puts you to sleep, and then it's a hypnotizing repetition, like speech. And it's about stress and eating healthy and sticking to your diet and feeling comfortable in your own skin. And I don't really know what it says because I always fall asleep before it starts. But for the past week, I literally have had such an easy time doing the fasting part of this whole thing. So like when I stop eating and then I have to do 16-hour fast, I've actually reached like 17, 18. The other day I hit 20 and I wasn't even hungry. And so I just, because I think the hypnotizing thing tells you, you know, you only eat when you need it, you blah, blah, blah. And like, I've been like waking up and I'm not ravenous. I was panic editing 2007 and like fixing it. And normally I stress eat. I was fine. I don't know. Maybe it's working. Maybe it's not. I'm going to keep doing it because for whatever reason, the numbers haven't shown on the scale because it's only been like a week, but I feel it for sure. Like when I wear my sweaters and my pants like around my waist, I 100% feel it. So I don't know if it's working or not. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, maybe it's all in my mind, but I'm gonna keep fucking doing it because the past week has been so easy and has just been, I've been steamrolling through it. So I thought I would share that. And then lastly, this week, because I don't really have much to talk about, honestly, this week, I've been, the Britney podcast, the beginning of it, because I was working on those 6 episodes at once and then dumping them out, they were already done like 2.5 weeks before we launched. Now I'm editing every single week the next week because we're in real time recording now. So like we just did 2009 last week. Tonight we're doing a little something special, a little, maybe there's a bonus something or whatever coming. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. So like we're real time recording, closer to real time recording and editing. And it's just, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of time. And so, I don't really have much to talk about, honestly, because that is kind of my focus. Like, once I get this up and done, I have to immediately get started on 2008 because I haven't even started it yet. And it goes live on Tuesday, and then it's Thanksgiving. And maybe you'll hear it first. There's a surprise coming for Thanksgiving. Stay tuned. I'm really excited about it. But that has been completely occupying my mind and my time. And I really just haven't had like whatever for anything else. Like I'm literally carving out time tomorrow to be social during the day for like a hot minute and see people. And then I carved out tomorrow night as my day off. So like tomorrow night is my day off. So today through tonight, I'm editing 2008. Yeah, it's just been like a lot going on, but it's good. I'm excited by it. This week performed better than the last 2 weeks. Episode 2007, I think, is like a big year for people. And then next week is 2008, which is the comeback, which is another big year, another big episode. That's really been occupying all my time, so I don't have much to talk about today. But I thought that I would do something a little special for you guys. And maybe this won't work in terms of the podcast because you can't see me, but maybe it will be fine because I can just, whatever. But for all my YouTube subscribers, the OG YouTube subscribers, you guys know I have not done a candle haul in forever. And today I'm going to do a little mini one for you guys because I'm getting back into it just a little bit. Because admittedly, when I moved into my new place, I didn't want to burn any candles because I was too scared that the fire smoke detector would go off. And I don't know, I was just nervous about it because it's right in my living room and it's lower. And I was like, oh my God, I burned a candle and I saw smoke and I was like, how sensitive is it? I don't want to set off my fire alarm. And then all these old people, there's a lot of old people in my building. I was like, oh my God, if I set off the fire alarms and everyone's like, I have to evacuate the building, I'm gonna be mortified. But I've been getting back into it and everything's been fine. And so I got a couple candles and Bath & Body Works actually sent me some stuff for free. And I was like, oh my God, wig. So this whole lighting thing is so annoying. Okay, so first of all, none of this is sponsored or paid for. I got most of these myself, and then I tweeted about going to Bath & Body Works, and then someone that works their PR follows me from the Britney podcast and was like, oh my God, I'll send you something. And I was like, oh, wait. So she sent me this really cute fall bag. So I will go through and like tell you guys some of the things that I'm loving from it. And yeah, so first up, this is like a fall moment, you know, and what do I love? I love sweater weather. You guys, I bought it again this year. I have one that is already basically burnt done. And then I have another one. I just love this one so much. This is probably one of my favorite ones. And I will say it kind of helped my new apartment feel homey again, because I told you guys I have a love-hate. What is that noise? Great, there's like someone with a power washer now outside my window and I don't have any sunlight. One second, let me go see what this fucker's doing.
Really?
Ironically, talking about love-hate relationship with my apartment, I have like a love-hate. There's certain things that I really love, and then getting the candles this week really just made my apartment feel more homey, and I was thinking about getting a Christmas tree, and I was just kind of like, you know, really getting excited by all of that. And then there are certain things that I fucking hate that drive me up the wall on like a level. Oh my God. I want to like, my downstairs neighbor, when they are listening to their TV, it vibrates through every piece of furniture in my apartment, whether I'm in my bed, my chair, my couch. If I have headphones on and I am playing Xbox, I can feel the vibrations of their TV through my entire body, and I can actually hear it through, like, over my actual whatever I'm listening to. If I'm at my desk, drives me up a fucking wall. And also the hotel, there's like a hotel near me, and there's constant, like, the fire alarms or like the emergency alarms from people like going through the wrong doors or whatever, like out in the back, they go off, and then it's like these emergency alarms and this like, please do not go near the blah, for like 15 minutes. And so it will just be like this whole thing. So those are the things that I really hate about it. But anyway, I just waited 15 minutes for this guy to stop air brushing the friggin' fans on the roof, because I know you guys don't want to listen to that, you know, as if my nasally voice isn't, you know, because my nasally voice is so relaxing to listen to. But anyway, the next candle I got is Autumn Trail, which is new. I have never bought this one before. And it is evening air, woodland moss, warm black pepper, and white amber. So fresh. It kind of smells like autumn, but it's more of a clean scent. I don't know. I'm just really into it. And I really like this. Everyone's gonna start slamming the doors. There goes the air. Oh my God, I can't win. This is another reason why I think my weekend chat, honestly. I think my weekend chat, honestly, may get switched over to audio only, because my podcasting equipment, which is all over there, it actually like won't. It blocks out more of that noise than my camera equipment does. And unfortunately, this microphone like just can't, you know, it's not made for that. So I may actually switch my weekend chat over to podcast only eventually. I mean, I don't know. I just don't really feel the need to be on camera for it. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the YouTube comments. Like, would you guys mind? Do you care? I don't know. I just think in terms of like execution, with at least while the Britney podcast is going, I just like don't have, you know, I don't have the time to sit and like wait for this guy to finish and for my neighbors to shut the fuck up. And you know what I mean? I don't know. Unfortunately, I mean, I literally want to live in a soundproof cube. I would be completely content. Give me a blanket and a pillow and a candle and a cube. I'm good. Everyone's making noise in the hallway. Oh my God, girl. Everyone go to fucking sleep. It's cold outside. Go to bed. Go to sleep. Shut the fuck up. Next up, I got a purchase from a company that I have not purchased from probably all year. And that's not me exaggerating. I don't think I've bought No, I haven't, because I moved in February, and then wasn't buying any of them last Christmas. So this is my first purchase from this company, and it was on sale, and I thought, I smelled it. It is Yankee Candle. It is Magical Frosted Forest. And I was like, as you can see, I got a smaller one because I feel like this will burn easier. And it smells like, because I'm kind of over like balsam scents, because it doesn't really smell like a tree. Whereas this to me smells like, if you shove your face in a Christmas tree, that's what this smells like. Also, it's loose in here. What the hell? Piece of shit. Not like it matters. But it smells like if you shoved your face in a Christmas tree. And that's what I want. I want it to smell like a Christmas tree. So I don't know. We'll give it a try. I'll let you guys know. And then from the PR package that I got, not sponsored, just a gift. And I was like kind of into it. Sparkling icicles, which I never would have bought otherwise. And it smells really good. And it's sparkling ice, fresh bergamot, and holiday greens. And I never would have bought this because it's just like not in my realm. I normally buy like fresh or whatever. And it smells super good. This to me smells very holiday, but not like no cloves or like, you know, bakery goods. It smells just kind of like fresh winter air. And I'm very into it. And then I also got, for the first time ever, winter candy apple in this cute little tin cap, little mini jar. And I have never smelled this scent before. Even with, you know, AZ for Angela and Jen, winter candy apple, never once ever smelled it. And you know what, you guys? It smells kind of good. I don't hate it. And it is candy apples, pears, oranges, and essential oils. And I normally don't like fruity scents, but it's very subtle. It almost smells a little bit like a Starburst, but like real fruit. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Maybe for like a holiday party or something. Who knows? She also sent me it as a soap. So I don't know, maybe for like the winter months, I'll swap this out in my kitchen, because right now I have like a summer foam scent. So there's that. And then I also got Cypress, the body wash. Now I do use their body washes. Right now I'm using Fresh Lavender or something. Ooh, actually, let me see if I can get a better whiff. This is definitely a very masculine scent. Cypress, I'll give it a try. I like their body washes. They're, you know, affordable and they work. They do their job. You know, if you need a little fresh little moment, you can just spritz it through your hair. You know, I'm into it. And then next up, I'm gonna need to give these away actually, because my skin is very sensitive and I don't wear creams and oils and body butter things. I can't do it. Like, it irritates my skin a lot. Very sensitive. But this is Freshwater body cream, the Sleep Black chamomile cream, and then a face and body mist, alcohol free. I don't know. I may be able to use this. Let's see what's in the ingredients. I mean, it's got quite a bit of ingredients. I don't know. I can maybe try it and see, but I can't. My skin just can't do it. And then also Fresh Sparkling Snow hand cream. Maybe if my hands dry out, but I don't know. I just am not big into like the creams and stuff. And then finally, I have two sprays. Sweater Weather here, and then Autumn Nights. Now I am loving this Autumn Nights. It says inspired by Friday Night Lights, Cool Air, and Varsity Leather Jackets. This is very masculine scent, and I actually, I told Brad about it last week. I was like, oh my God, because it kind of smells like the new Britney Prerogative unisex, like scent, perfume, cologne, whatever. But Prerogative smells chemically, like it has this chemical scent to it that just, I don't know. There's something about it that's like off. It's just like a weird off scent. This smells kind of like it, but smells fresh. And I was like, this smells like prerogative, but is actually masculine and refreshing. So I'm very into this. And I just think, you know, I'm not into expensive colognes. I just need like a nice little spritz to smell good before I go out. And then sweater weather, which I have as a candle. Nice little mist. It smells cleaner than, like, it doesn't smell exactly like the candle does. It smells like a nice cologne-y moment. I don't know. I'm kind of into it. I mean, you know what? I'm a cheap bitch. I don't need to spend money on things. Like, if you can get a good dupe, get a good dupe. You can get basics from Old Navy for cheap. I'm like, you know what? I invest my money in other shit, like my podcast, which costs a lot of money. So I'm, you know, a budget girl, and I have no shame in it. I also still do wear Chloe and Lamar's unisex cologne, and I get a lot of compliments on it when I wear it. So just saying, that is probably so embarrassing for me to admit, but I don't even, like, I literally, when I wear that and people hug me, they're like, oh, you smell so good. And I'm like, oh, thanks. They're like, what is it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's literally Chloe and Lamar's Unbreakable. Clearly they were breakable. But anyway, is that all for this week? That's all for this week. I kept it light this week. I just don't have anything to talk about. I honestly don't. I know that saying I'm busy is such a lame bullshit response, but like, I'm busy. I mean, I didn't estimate how time consuming doing the Britney podcast in real time after launch would be. So it's very different workflow now. So that's really all I'm focusing on. And the people that were talking shit about me last week, I don't care anymore. Keep fucking talking, share my podcast, whatever. Keep talking, I don't care. It's gonna happen to everyone in life, and it's just part of it. So that's all for this week, and I am going to get this up, and then I immediately have to start working on 2008 because it is over 2 hours long, and I have not started editing it or pulling any of the sound bites. So, and I've got like 2 days to do it. So thank you guys for watching and listening, and sorry to everyone on YouTube who visually had to see me go from fully lit up to dark to light to dark to light to dark to light to shadow covering my entire face. But I don't know. You know, the sun's just having a moment today. She's busy. Looking, I feel like you can kind of see in my face, like, it's only been 10 days, but she's getting her, I always lose weight in my face first. Like, if I gain weight, boom, to my face. I lose 2 pounds, it's all on my chin. Like, it needs to start coming off everywhere else, but whatever. So that's all for this week. Thank you guys again. Subscribe to Britney Podcast. Subscribe here. And I will not see you guys next week. I don't know. I'm not traveling for Thanksgiving. I'm going to Thanksgiving dinner, and then I'm coming back to my apartment. I am not doing it this year. I am not, it's not happening. I'm sleeping here Thanksgiving night. I want to be where I feel comfortable, and I'm coming right back here after dinner. And so maybe I will see you guys on Friday, but if not, I will see you guys the following week. And then it's almost December and I don't have any Christmas cards done, and I don't know what I'm doing with that. For you guys on YouTube, my P.O. box is open. My P.O. box is still there. The address is below. I don't know what I'm gonna do about card swap because I am so behind on schedule. And even last year, it was so much time and it was a lot of money, and I don't know what to do. And I feel like I'm behind schedule and shit. So I don't know what's happening there, but my P.O. box is open. If you wanna send me something, I mean, you don't have to, but it is there. And I can't make any promises this week on what I'm going to do yet. I need to come up with something. But yeah, I need to figure that out. God, time flies. Fuck. Anyway, bye guys. I will see you guys soon. Have a good weekend.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.